The therapy you need from your favorite bitches.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Bitch Therapy. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Alyssa.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about some fun pop culture hot topics.
All right, so what are we starting off with?
So I want to start off with how The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season 13, you can catch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Peacock. It has had its best streaming in the whole year. Literally, there's been 4 million viewers averaging watching Beverly Hills, and they're really having a great run for their show. I guess everyone's going back and rewatching, especially season 13, for all the juicy details. I feel like so much about all of the ladies in the cast, their personal lives have really been showcased in the media, especially, I mean, Kyle and Mauricio.
Yeah,
their marriage and everything. You can go back, watch the timeline. I mean, personally, myself, I've gone back over the last few months and watched it from the beginning just because I love to indulge and really see the progression of everyone and how they act and look and talk and just, you know, see their lives play out and how it differentiates from each season. So I just really thought it was interesting how season 13, it's hit its best streaming this year. I guess everyone's probably going back trying to catch up and really piece together where all these ladies' lives fell apart.
Well, now that you watched it like again through and through from beginning to end, were you able to like foreshadow that Kyle and Mauricio were going to split up, or did you think they were endgame?
Honestly, you know what? It was crazy to watch the beginning seasons when they had that infamous dinner party at Camille's house when her friend, who was the sidekick, you know, the sidekick with the vape, and she had like those big margaritas, and they were saying like, oh, she's like, I don't want to do head tapping on you guys because, you know, it's usually a more personal thing. And then Kyle and all the other ladies were like, no, no, tell us. We want to know. We want to know. And then, and then Camille was like, girls, like, I don't think we should do this. Like, I really want it to be a good night. And then the sidekick, you know, ended up, you know, they were all being a little catty, and she ended up saying, like, you know, your husband isn't going to emotionally fulfill you when you're older. And once the girls get older, you guys are basically going to part ways because you're not going to be able
to have anything in common. And she said, like, he's just not going to be enough. Like, it's
exactly not gonna be enough. And it almost kind of foreshadowed that, because at first I didn't believe it, obviously watching it all those years back, and even when I had rewatched it, because I just felt like, oh, they were all just being catty, you know, she's probably just trying to say some stuff to like stir up the plot, whatever. But it was kind of weird to see, even though they don't display a ton of their relationship, I'm sure so much more goes on behind the cameras, but even Kyle had said, I believe it was in season 12 or 13, now that the girls are older, they really don't have a lot in common. She's fine reading, like, you know, up in the mountains, hiking, doing all that stuff, and Mauricio still, you know, wants to go out to parties and networking events and all this stuff, and Kyle's just content with, it seems like, just chilling and doing more girl things,
like,
and Mauricio is kind of,
she's
like
old.
I know, but, you know, because he has the agency,
like,
and they've
down.
Opened so many other real estate agencies around the world. He's always, you know, networking with people and throwing opening parties and having all these events for
their
the
money
agency.
Runs deep.
Yeah, their money runs deep, and he's really trying to, you know, make it work. I mean, now they have a new show called The Agency.
Oh.
And yeah, it says buying Beverly Hills Netflix show. Mauricio Umansky's family-run firm, The Agency, represents some of the most lavish properties in Beverly Hills, but there's drama around every corner. So, yeah, we should definitely watch that on Netflix just to see more of the dynamic, even though, you know, on reality TV, they do try to spin and twist things for the drama and to keep it entertaining. But it was really crazy to see how it unfolded. I mean, even up until the most recent season, Mauricio and Kyle were still calling each other Love Bean and their little pet names and stuff. So I really did think they were endgame. But then, you know, it was just crazy to see the foreshadowing from seasons prior of that woman being like, when the girls get older, you guys aren't going to have a lot in common. He's not going to fulfill you. And even Kyle had said in one of the other previous seasons, I think towards the middle, maybe season 6 or 7, they were on a vacation, and she had said, you know, Mauricio is really immature, and, you know, that's one thing she loves about him, one thing she hates, because he's always trying to make her laugh, but then in serious situations, he's always trying to make light of things in a joke. And even he says he'd rather just not fight with his wife. So he told one of the other men, I think it was Dorit's husband, PK, that, you know, he just, my wife's always right, and I would just rather not fight. I know, but it seems like more of a dismissive thing. So it's like, I get it. Like, we would love it. And, like, that's also nice to be like, you know, you're right. But Kyle says, you know, I see him putting all this work into the agency, but then it's like our relationship needs work and he doesn't want to do that work. He'd rather just try to just appease me and brush me aside and be like, everything's fine.
With their relationship.
Exactly. So it seems like she's almost wanting a deeper connection. I mean, I love them both. I really am rooting for them and still am. So I know they're separated, but I read that they're still living together. So who knows? Maybe there's hope. I know Kyle really loves their relationship. She's so proud that they're together for that long. They've been together, I think, 25 years or over 25 years. So, I mean, of course, we're rooting for them. We want to see the best. Yeah. And it's just crazy, though, to see how it unfolds out over the years.
Do you think Kyle is dating that woman? Who's that woman?
Morgan Wade or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just a little bit weird just because Morgan is, like, so much younger than her. So I understand it's, like, someone fun-loving that's like, a friend.
I don't know. The photos do seem, like, flirty, though.
Morgan Wade is 29.
Oh.
Yeah, and Kyle's, like, daughter's 50. Ages?
Oh, but there's a photo of them kissing.
I mean, there's Kyle did say tension. She would be curious. Yeah, yeah, like, I feel like there's tension. Like, I feel like they're friends, but they also have that, like, flirtation a little bit, maybe. So maybe it's not, like, a totally platonic friendship. But she always says she's not with Morgan, but she did say in one of the reunions that, you know, she would be interested, not in Morgan, but just, like, what it's like to, like, be with a girl. Yeah, like, I think they had asked them, oh, like, would any of you be with a woman? And everyone was like, no. And then Kyle was like, well, I don't know. Like, I'm interested to know what it's like, you know? Yeah. But that might also just be because she feels a little bit emotionally detached from men because of her situation with her husband. Yeah. So maybe it's just kind of like that. Like, she doesn't know if she's bisexual or is full-blown lesbian, but it's like, you know, men are letting you down. So you're like, maybe I should just see what it's like to be with women. I mean, I could understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. But I am excited for season 14. I don't know when it's going to come out for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but hopefully soon. I think they said late 2024, early 2025, so it's a long ways away, but...
So I was in the car, and basically the radio station was talking about how Cardi B got pulled over on the highway.
Oh, really?
For apparently, like, selling and or being in possession of drugs.
Really? Why does she have to do that? She's so rich already. You really need to be selling drugs, too.
So, apparently, she said that she got, like, stripped down and everything on the side of the road. Like, they made her take off, like, some of her clothes.
That's weird.
And she is denying all the claims, and she's actually trying to sue the LAPD for doing this.
Really?
And she also told them, she's like, I'm Cardi B. Like, I'm literally Cardi B. I have so much money. Why would I need to get involved in drug trafficking?
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. That's what I just said. Like, she really needs to be doing that. But maybe the only way I could see them doing that is maybe if they had a tip or an anonymous source saying that she did. So that's why they would be going so hard on her for no reason.
Well, some people are saying, like, yes, although she does have that money, like, the extent that they, like, the LAPD, like, pulled her out of the car, stopped her on the road, and, like, did the search, like, they would have needed a little more to go off of.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there needs to be some sort of evidence for them to do it.
Yeah, 100%.
If there is no evidence at all, she could definitely sue. But for them to do that, the right way would be is if there's evidence. Like, legally, there needs to be evidence. So.
No, of course. There always has to be some sort of evidence before you literally pull someone out of their vehicle and strip them down, or even searching their vehicle. There has to be some form of, like, implication, or, you know, like, if your car reeks of marijuana, or, like, if your car whatever, and then they're like, listen, your car reeks, like, we need to search it. Like, there's probable cause, you know?
Yeah. Well, she was just driving, and they pulled her over.
That's
like, sus. It was crazy. Yeah, it was really weird. So, yeah, so that's one thing I heard that I thought was, like, crazy.
That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But also, I remember, didn't Offset get pulled over and they found, like, illegal firearms on him before and stuff like
that? Yeah, so I wonder if it has to do with Offset.
Yeah, like, maybe it's just because, like, guilty by association. But that's what they say. That's why you got to be careful who you surround yourself with.
Maybe they own, like, you know, same cars or whatever. Or maybe it was under his name. Who knows?
No, I could see that. But also, that's why it's, like, you have to be careful who you're hanging out with. Because then, you know, if your friends are all drug dealers and then you get pulled over, they're going to think you're a drug dealer, too.
Yeah.
So, that just goes to show you why you have to be careful about those things.
Mm-hmm. And then I also was listening to Rachel Gone Rogue, like, her podcast. Mm-hmm. And so, I know everybody's, like, over the whole Scandoval thing, but this really stood out to me. I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So, basically, Rachel was saying how Tom Sandoval's mom knew about the affair.
Really?
As it was happening. And that's why Rachel said, even though she knew, like, it was wrong, she still thought that everybody low-key knew about the affair, including... Yeah.
She thought Ariana knew.
Because literally Rachel slept over Tom's house for Christmas. That's and weird. Ariana, like, didn't that night or something. So, like, mom knew.
Yeah.
The mom knew. And Rachel said, like, oh, I feel bad that, like, you know, the mom was put in this uncomfortable position.
Yeah.
And had to hide it for her son. Yeah. But then she also states that, like, she thinks that Logan, which is Ariana's, like, BFF,
mm-hmm.
also knew about the affair. Because apparently they had, like, there was, like, a party at Tom and Ariana's house.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom and Rachel, like, went to, like, one of, like, the basement rooms and were, like, cuddling with each other while the party was going on upstairs.
Oh, my God.
And Logan walked down and saw them cuddling.
Really?
And he was just bad. he was just like, oh, shit. And then, like, kind of, like, left the room, like, something along those lines of, like, kind of saw them and then just, like, left.
That's crazy,
So
though.
Rachel thought to herself, like, oh, he's probably going to tell Ariana.
Yeah. Like, she's like, so now I don't have to.
Yeah. Like, she thought, like, it was going to blow up then because, you know, obviously that's not normal. Like, what friends just do that? Like, if I saw one of my friends cuddling with my boyfriend downstairs during a party, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, don't touch each other. Like, what? That's weird.
That's what I mean. And then you would go and tell your friend and be like, listen, I just saw your boyfriend all up on some other fucking bitch that's supposed to be your friend. What is going on?
Exactly. So, so Rachel just claims that a lot of people knew
and just didn't tell Ariana.
Yes. And allegedly, you know, that production knew too. And like she really thinks like a lot of people knew. I kind of think.
Oh my God.
That's people had to have had an inkling.
Maybe. But that's so messed up, though, that it's, like, everyone around her kind of knew but didn't say anything to her. Or maybe they were just waiting for it to blow up on camera.
Probably. Because they're all, like, clout chasers.
Yeah.
So it's like, true. Who even trusts that?
Yeah. But then it's like, you really can't trust anyone around you. And I always hate that, too. Like, even when Shakira and Piqué, when Piqué was cheating on Shakira, his mom knew and didn't say anything. It's like, they will always be loyal for their sons.
The mom,
and honestly, shame on them. Like, that's disgusting. Like, I don't care that your kid, like, there are people that if their kid was cheating on the girlfriend, they would call the girlfriend and be like, yeah, this is why you don't fucking do that and be a piece of shit.
Rachel also was saying how she, like, spoke to Tom Sandoval about, like, you know, his mom knowing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure what she said was that basically along the lines of he was convincing his mom that him and Ariana were, like, on the outs or, like, in the process of breaking up. So, like, he was just trying to, like,
so he was,
manipulate.
Like, we're in a weird place. Like, we're kind of about to break up. Like, now I'm shacking up with Raquel.
Yeah.
Okay. That's still the whole thing of it, though. The whole dynamic is
shady.
Very shady and messed up and just not honest or showing good character at all.
Yep.
And especially everyone around Ariana to know and not say anything if they did, that's really not someone that's a true friend or that's going to be there for you.
I don't think any of those people on that show are actual friends.
Yeah.
Like, good friends.
I know, because they don't really show that in their actions because they're very flip-flopping. And even I saw a thing about how some of the girls had said that they were, or like a gossip source had said that a lot of the girls in the beginning didn't really like Sheena because they thought she was like a homewrecker and that's why they didn't like her hang out alone without them, like with the guys. Because like even you saw, like, didn't Sheena make out with Schwartz or something after Katie and
them,
like,
I haven't
up?
Watched,
like, so they
the,
never
like,
really trusted
episodes,
her.
But
so it's like all of them kind of like double cross each other all the time.
All the time. There's always cheating. Like, I can't.
That's crazy, though.
That's all I have for that.
Watch your back. Be careful who you associate yourself with. And beware of the company that you keep. Yeah. That is what we have learned from these various stories about being in the limelight, being on social media, being in the public eye, reality TV, and being a celebrity or socialite. You really have to watch out for the people around you and that you're associated with because it will come back to bite you right in the ass.
Yeah.
Because even Cardi B, guilty by association, you know?
Cardi B. Are we going to have a hashtag free Cardi B 2024?
Listen, I don't even think she would let herself free get Cardi. Incarcerated because she has a big mouth. She would go on social media and put them on blast like she already has been. She won't even let it get there.
She's like, I'm going to sue them.
Literally. So she won't even let it get there. But it's just crazy to watch it all unfold. But
and also, this is all alleged. Just from things that I've heard on the radio, we've watched on TV, podcasts, nothing is facts.
Yeah, nothing is like actual facts. For legal reasons,
nothing's facts.
Yeah, it's all speculation. It's all just what we observed through social media and through these reality shows. We do know they cut everything to make it a little bit more juicy.
Yeah.
So who even knows if half of this stuff is true, but this is just what we can speculate from everything that's been put out there about themselves and their lives.
Well, thank you for listening to our pop culture episode. Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitches. See you on the next one. Thank you.